Tractatus Logico Philosophicus by Ludwig Wittgenstein. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Landon D.C. Elkind at the University of Iowa in Iowa City, Iowa. Preface. This book will, perhaps, only be understood by those who have themselves already thought the thoughts which are expressed in it, or similar thoughts. It is therefore not a textbook. Its object would be obtained if there were one person who read it with understanding and to whom it afforded pleasure. The book deals with the problems of philosophy and shows, as I believe, that the method of formulating these problems rests on the misunderstanding of the logic of our language. Its whole meaning could be summed up somewhat as follows. What can be said at all can be said clearly, and whereof one cannot speak, thereof one must be silent. The book will, therefore, draw a limit to thinking, or rather, not to thinking, but to the expression of thoughts. For in order to draw a limit to thinking, we should have to be able to think both sides of this limit. We should therefore have to be able to think what cannot be thought. The limit can, therefore, only be drawn in language, and what lies on the other side of the limit will be simply nonsense. How far my efforts agree with those of other philosophers, I will not decide. Indeed, what I have here written makes no claim to novelty in points of detail, and therefore I give no sources, because it is indifferent to me whether what I have thought has already been thought before me by another. I will only mention that to the great works of Frege and the writings of my friend Bertrand Russell, I owe in large measure the stimulation of my thoughts. If this work has a value, it consists in two things. First, that in it thoughts are expressed, and this value will be the greater, the better the thoughts are expressed, the more the nail has been hit on the head. Here I am conscious that I have fallen far short of the possible, simply because my powers are insufficient to cope with the task. May others do it better. On the other hand, the truth of the thoughts communicated here seems to me unassailable and definitive. I am, therefore, of the opinion that the problems have in essentials been finally solved. And if I am not mistaken in this, then the value of this work, secondly, consists in the fact that it shows how little has been done when these problems have been solved. L.W., Vienna, 1918.